close.
Josh, with all the weapons you have on offense, can you remember a time where you've been in a situation where you have so much confidence and so many guys around you?
I've been fortunate to have played for good offenses throughout my, I guess, entire football career. I mean, high school, college, had a number of tremendous players, but I'd say right now, I mean, as far as the talent we have on our offense, you know, from Vincent to Doug to Dallas to Mike, all those guys, you know, they're all tremendous in their own right, and they can all make plays. And I definitely feel like the O-line's playing great, but you know, none of that matters. All that matters is what we do on Sundays, you know, and how we prepare throughout the week to get ready to go out and play well on Sundays. Because, I mean, this league is constantly changing, constantly evolving. Teams are doing different things to try to limit our playmakers. So we just have to maintain our preparation, stay on our A game, and continue to push forward.
You talked even before this season how maybe looking back at last year, maybe you tried to force the issue here and there, thinking you had to make the play. Do you not feel that way as much? I mean, we saw it even in Oakland, like you threw the ball away when you thought you needed to be thrown away, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, each game kind of dictates different feelings, but I've felt I think it's part of the growing up process, more mature, more in control of whether it's emotions. As far as going out and feeling those urges to go out and make something big happen rather than just kind of letting it happen, let the defense give it to you. And yeah, there are going to be plays that, you have an opportunity for a shot and you take it. And, I have a lot of confidence in the guys on the outside to go out and make those plays. So, it's definitely a different feeling. I think I learned a lot from last year as far as growing as a quarterback.
Earlier this year, you talked about, you know, when you would have a little bit of struggles, that it was the rhythm, you know, getting in a rhythm at times. It seems like the last 4 weeks, you know, you've been in a rhythm pretty much through the first snap to the last snap. Is that just your comfort level in this offense and also your comfort level in the guys in front of you, the protection?
I think it's both. I think it's, everything. You know, you talk about stepping into a new offense, different things, learning the terminology, seeing the plays, visualizing the coverages, and going out and trying to make plays. But the more and more, we work with it, the more and more you get to know the offense, you become more comfortable and you can drop back and be more fluid. And like you said, I don't care what front five are up there. Those are my guys, and I know they're going to go out there and protect. And, they've done an awesome job.
Josh, what did you know about Vincent Jackson prior to him getting here, other than he was big and fast and could make big plays? And what have you learned about him during these 8 weeks of the regular season?
You know, I know he was a big-time receiver. He's been a big-time receiver in this league. And, kind of watching him from afar. Growing up watching Chiefs play the Chargers on Sundays. And, just how well he ran and caught the deep balls. But what I didn't know that you really wouldn't know until you get to play with him and be on his team is the level at which that guy prepares, you know, with whether it's a weight room, whether it's individual drills. Vincent is he's an all-around player, and it really, really shows.
Is it too oversimplified to say that because of his ability to do all those things that he's made guys around him better in terms of Mike Williams now covers my rotate the other way. If they go to a cover two, then now your running game works. Is he a big piece in that sense?
Yeah, no question. And it's apparent with the C on his chest, you know. First year got voted team captain, and Vincent just all around, he's been tremendous individually, going out making plays, and then in the locker room as a teammate, as a leader.
What has Vincent been like this week? Obviously, he's about to face his former team. There may be some feelings there. Is he more amped than usual this week?
Yeah, not really. He's about the same. You know, Vincent's kind of goes through his standard procedure throughout the week as far as preparation, getting ready as far as film study. And I'm sure he's excited. You know, he's excited going up against his former teammates. He's had some insight on different guys, but I think that Vincent's, it's not something that he's going to be anything different than the high level he's been playing at this week.
Talk about that long pass to Vincent, Josh, in terms of how long it takes for that play to develop and how much time they gave you on that play.
Yeah, no, that, it was a third and long situation. And thing about the Raiders is I think they were top 10, maybe even number two in third and long situations. And it was definitely a long developing play. And we knew that the route that Vincent ran, he runs incredibly well, you know. And if we could hold up front, that we'd have a great shot at a big play. And the O-line did just that, you know. It was they brought the rush, and I mean, the guys were, I mean, the line, the way they were moving, it was kind of in unison. And the thing about the protection we were in is it leaves Luke Stocker singled up on the defensive end. And what's pretty neat was, Donald went down with his double team, and then he realized and rallied back and went and blew up the guy that Luke had held off for the first few seconds. But, I'd like to take a stopwatch and time that. But, those guys, they fight their butts off. They do a tremendous job for us.
You know, your coaches always allude to, well, you know, along with saying his confidence, his mechanics. Can you shed some light? What mechanics are we talking about? And do you think you've improved in certain areas?
It's really just pocket presence, you know, stepping up and keeping two hands tight on the ball and things of that nature, you know. As a quarterback, handling the ball so much, the number one statistic tied in with the NFL winning and losing is the ball, turning it over, gaining turnovers, the turnover margin, you know, in general. And just holding onto the ball in the pocket, different things, stepping up, different movements, and constantly trying to improve, you know, different areas.
Do you feel, is it a silly question, are you a more confident quarterback right now than you were last season or the beginning of this season?
It's hard to say. It really is, you know, because I always go out and play with a lot of confidence. You know, I take a lot of pride in preparation, and I would say, yeah, I am a more confident quarterback than I've ever been, but that's from the maturation process. You know, next year I'll be even more confident going into the season. So definitely continuing trying to learn, grow, whether it's fundamentals, understanding defenses, throwing the ball, whatever it may be, you know, trying to constantly improve.
Actually, a little off topic, I know, but lots being made of Doug's nickname this week. From what I gather, you're one of the few that's willing to kind of throw it at him here. He mentioned that you're the one that won't let it go.
Whoa. I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I would say that I have a number of close friends and family members who somehow dig up these awesome muscle hamster pictures on the internet, and they sent them to me, and I just so happened to show them to Doug. But I call him Dougie Fresh. Every now and then I'll hear a good hamster joke and I think it's funny, so I'll tell my friend it's funny, you know, right? But maybe he doesn't appreciate it. So no. Doug's amazing, you know, tremendous player, and you want to keep the guy happy, you know, so Dougie Fresh it is.